Bonjour, mes amis. In the heart of your busy day, find a moment of peace and pleasure at La Madeleine. Imagine a cozy corner of France just for you. Whether you choose to relax by the warm glow of the fireplace or indulge in the art of French conversation on the patio, La Madeleine offers the perfect escape. And now, for a limited time, enjoy La Madeleine's Douai Magnifique for just $9.99. That's a melted-to-perfect four-cheese grilled cheese sandwich paired with a cup of their famous tomato basil soup. It's the quintessential pairing, just right for the season. At La Madeleine, they cherish the French tradition of fresh cuisine, crafted with ingredients and recipes that have been lovingly passed down through generations. It's not just a meal, it's an experience. A little piece of France you can call your own. Find your local La Madeleine at lamadeleine.com. Escape the ordinary. Savor the Douai Magnifique. Visit lamadeleine.com today. Bon appetit.
This is where projects come to life. Our showrooms are designed to inspire with the latest products from top brands, curated in an inviting, hands-on environment, and a team of industry experts to support your project. We'll be there to make sure everything goes as planned, from product selection to delivery coordination. At Ferguson Bath Kitchen and Lighting Gallery, your project is our priority.
Schedule your showroom consultation and see more from brands like LG at build.com/Ferguson.
You knew the job was dangerous when you took it, Fred.
I have a question. Shh, be respectful of me.
You can act like a man!
He's colossal, stupendous. One might even go so far as to say he's mediocre.
I guess I should salute you with a worthy adversary and all that, but the truth is, I really did hate your guts.
This is a Single Storm podcast.
My wife and I paid extra. We sacrificed an awful lot, and we sent our kids to private schools because what our children were going to be learning in GovEd we knew was going to be destructive. Actually, my wife knew it was going to be destructive. She knew how degraded GovEd had become, and she was the one who insisted, even though I'm a graduate of back when GovEd was public education, she knew it had changed sufficiently and wasn't going to subject our daughters to that cancer. So we scrimped and saved and sacrificed, and it has been an overwhelming sacrifice for us here in the Salcedo household. So one of the reasons why I think you ought to be considering school choice and education freedom is to help your children escape GovEd as well. I want to bring you one example of what GovEd has been teaching your children. They've been teaching your children to be mind-numbed robots, non-thinking automatons. And it's an issue because now we're raising a generation of children to accept crap as fact and to dismiss fact as crap. Now, there are some innovations in education going on, all in the private industry, all in outside of government. There's a FEE, the Foundation for Economic Education, has released this fascinating article about the micro school movement. It's really gaining steam in the state of Tennessee. Recently heard someone dismiss micro schools as insignificant in the education space due to their size. It's true, the micro schools are intentionally small, typically below 100 students, but they are steadily growing nationwide. Small things sometimes make the biggest impact. For example, the 33 million small businesses in the United States form the backbone of the economy, comprising 99.9% of all companies and employing more than 61 million people. Small is scalable. In addition to their small size, micro schools are also low cost, highly personalized learning programs, often with a creative curriculum and supple scheduling. They are gaining momentum pre-pandemic and took off following the China virus school closures and prolonged remote learning. As someone who has been following alternative education trends for years, I suspected micro schooling and its cousin homeschooling would remain above pre-pandemic levels after schools return to normal. but I have been pleasantly surprised to see a continued acceleration of these programs in many areas of the country. So it's all happening on the private level, innovation, creativity, the private sector. None of that happens in government circles. They don't get creative. All they do is sap creative energy out of any environment. As to the lessons they're learning in GovEd, your kids, none of it good. They're taught to hate America. They're taught that the man-made global warming religion is actually fact. And because they're taught the man-made global religion is actually fact, they are willing to sign on to crazy public policy, like what Joe Biden just did with CAFE standards. Joe Biden raised CAFE standards to a level to where the internal combustion engine, as clean as it is today, with the catalytic converters and the filtration systems, as clean as it is today, the engines will not be able to meet these new standards, thus forcing automakers by 2027, starting 2027 and moving into 2032, to basically stock their showroom floors with nothing but EVs or hybrids. These are vehicles Americans don't want. And they're going to force auto manufacturers to stop making gas-driven vehicles. And this, of course, is being supported by your children because they've been taught that this is going to save the planet. Nothing can be further from the truth. Now, I don't normally do this, but I did a preamble on Newsmax, and I want you guys to hear it because I think we dispelled a lot of the garbage that your kids are being taught. And as you're listening to the real information come out, I think that you should be asking your questions in this way. Gee, how come my kids aren't learning this? Gee, why are my taxpayer dollars funding so my kids can get total BS shoved down their throats? Gee, why am I supporting this crazy leftist agenda? You don't know how crazy it is. Here's the preamble.
The climate cult makes their move. That's the warning I'm blasting out in today's preamble. The Biden regime has passed new CAFE standards for automobiles sold in the United States. Under the new draconian restrictions, Americans will be forced to drive cars that we don't want. The ridiculously stringent tailpipe emission restrictions are slated to begin with model year 2027 light duty and medium duty vehicles. Those regulations are slated to progressively ramp up through 2032, forcing most new car purchases to be battery electric and plug-in hybrid within that time frame. Democrats, the so-called defenders of democracy, are once again denying you a choice. President Trump is blasting the new restrictions that will force Americans to buy EVs that Americans don't want to buy. He says if he's elected, it's one of the first policies that will be thrown into the trash where it belongs. It's not only trash because it removes Americans' choices. It's not only trash because it supports the toxic green energy industry. It's also garbage because it's yet another way for our people to finance communist, racist, genocidal slavers in China. Proving that not all left-wingers are savage science deniers, the universities of Columbia and Harvard researchers have determined that the Green New Deal boondoggle destroys planet Earth. If you support green energy, you support the creation of 2,000 tons of toxic waste, some of it radioactive, for every 1 ton of rare earth minerals produced. Also, there aren't enough rare earth minerals on planet Earth to create even one generation of battery-operated cars. If destroying the planet wasn't enough, if you're a Joe Biden voter or part of his regime supporting this impossible conversion to battery cars, you support slavery. Millions of men, women, and children are enslaved in dangerous working conditions to mine cobalt and other rare minerals. Left-wingers say they oppose slavery, but their agenda says otherwise. This has the net effect of rich elitist snobs supporting slavery so they can virtue signal how environmentally friendly they are. But are they? A study published by emissions data firm Emissions Analytics that was released in 2022 but buried by the biased press found that brakes and tires on EVs release 1,850 times more particulate pollution compared to modern tailpipes, which have efficient exhaust filters, bringing gas-powered vehicle emissions to new lows. But here's the dirty little secret. The left wing really doesn't care about the environment because leftists have another agenda. That agenda is control. They wish to limit your movements and to be able to restrict where and when you can go places. First, how many of you have 45 minutes to an hour to waste to recharge your electric car whenever the battery tank gets low? Let's not forget that these batteries don't do well in heat or in cold, losing much of their limited efficiency. The range of electric cars is far less than gas-driven vehicles. The government and automakers routinely exaggerate the range that these cars have in an effort to con the buying public. And when the battery cores on these cars degrade, not only is it incredibly expensive to replace them, the toxic chemicals inside these massive batteries will contaminate the soil and contaminate our water table. If only we had a battery breakthrough. Oh, wait, we did. According to reporting from NPR and Breitbart, Barack Obama and Joe Biden fleeced the American taxpayers, forcing us to fund a breakthrough in battery technology. This is one of the rare occasions, kids, when politicians gambled with our money and we won. Or did we? An American company called Una Energy developed revolutionary battery technology that could theoretically allow a house to be powered by solar energy. The same technology could be used to revolutionize battery-powered cars. With 6 years of effort and $15 million of your taxpayer dollars, researchers actually created a high-powered battery using vanadium. It was called the vanadium reflux battery. It could last up to 30 years. And unlike current battery technology, you know, where the batteries lose their ability to hold a charge over a short period of time, this new technology would hold a full charge the entire life of the battery. But guess what? You and I can't use this technology because Barack Obama and Joe Biden's Department of Energy, a big bureaucracy, made sure that this breakthrough walked right out the door and into communist China. That's right. The Democrats' good leftist friends over in China, a racist, genocidal slave state, now has this breakthrough technology, and they're the only ones who can make it. And now you know the scam. Joe Biden and his Democrat Party, with funding votes from key Republicans like Mitch McConnell and his cabal of pro-Democrat Republicans, are trying to force Americans into battery-powered cars, and in so doing, pad the pockets of the most inhuman regime on planet Earth, the Democrats' favorite country, China. The number one oppressor of mankind on Earth is the left wing, and the leader of left wing thought on planet Earth is communist China. Barack Obama spoke fondly and enviously of China's power over their people, and Democrats want to expand that style of government right here to the good old US of A, and they want to force you all to fund it. And now the Congress is poised to overspend another $1.2 trillion to fund this and many other malign efforts like a weaponized DOJ and the Democrats' illegal immigration campaign. At least that's what I've been able to glean so far. See, this bill is over 1,000 pages long, and we're told it's an emergency. It must be passed by tomorrow or government funding runs out. The government will shut down. Should our politicians be voting for bills they haven't read?
I think we should be very clear. That's a big no. But that's how, folks, this is the kind of crap that your kids aren't being taught and the kind of stuff that they are being conditioned to accept when your government says, hey, you can't drive the car you want to drive anymore. And I think it's high time the American people say, okay, just you've gone too far. This is too far. No further. You want to get some more help in that arena? You'd better reform GovEd, because they're cranking out a bunch of socialists at this point. More on this coming up next on the Salcedo Storm podcast.
And now a word from our sponsor.
I'm sure you've seen all these Obamacare commercials. If they were accurate, everybody would be happy and your wallet wouldn't be dragged over the coals. In the real world, it appears those ads are just as much BS as Obamacare is. What if you're under 65 and need quality, affordable health coverage? American Medical Plan specializes in under 65 health insurance plans that have zero copays at the doctor and no deductible on all outpatient services, including surgeries. You pick your doctors and hospitals. There are private plans, enroll anytime, and they are 30 to 60% less than Obamacare. If you're paying too much for your own health insurance, call American American Medical Plans. They will customize a plan managed and chosen by you, not the government.
A liberty-loving American takes on Washington, Hollywood, and the whole media establishment. He's Chris Salcedo. Join his fight. Tune in to the Chris Salcedo Show every weekday afternoon on Newsmax.
Have you been growing frustrated that all your favorite stuff's getting canceled out there by the woke crowd? When Fox News, in deference to leftists, got rid of Tucker Carlson, didn't you say to yourself, nobody asked me? Folks, you have power to stop that. Stop funding woke companies. Support those who stand for America, your rights, and your values. Go with Patriot Mobile. I know what you're saying. How is Patriot Mobile going to help me fight back? Well, not only do they have an industry-leading coverage guarantee, they're also America's only Christian conservative cell phone provider. And then there's this. When you make the switch to Patriot Mobile by going to patriotmobile.com/storm, patriotmobile.com/storm, you support me. You keep my voice independent, making sure the woke crowd can't touch me. So if you prize your values, if you like good value, and you want to keep your liberty-loving Latino conservative, strong, and unafraid, go to patriotmobile.com/storm. Use my promo code STORM, get free activation. Or call 972-PATRIOT. 972-PATRIOT. Take a stand against the woke at patriotmobile.com/storm.
Tired of cable news lying to you? It's time the establishment media went the way of the dinosaurs and for free digital journalism to rise. At Texas Scorecard, we bring you real news for real Texans with no paywalls ever. Go to texasscorecard.com today.
The Republicans have been funding and caving into all the stuff that, frankly, that has been harming us. And I just, and a man of the caliber of Joe Biden getting the better of the Republican Party, doesn't that show you the state of the Republican Party? Let me welcome on somebody who's been in a fight, because here's what I say about GovEd. If GovEd was actually in it to educate children, the Democrat Party wouldn't be elected. No, Joe Biden wouldn't be elected. There would be no majority for Democrats. It's only the dumbing down of our people that results in a Democrat majority anywhere. Let's talk about it with Corey DeAngelis, senior fellow at the American Federation for Children. He's also the executive director at Educational Freedom Institute and adjunct scholar at the Cato Institute, a senior fellow at the Reason Foundation, and a board member of the Liberty Justice Center. Mr. DeAngelis, welcome back.
Hey, Chris, thanks so much for having me.
Glad to have you, sir. So, education freedom. Look, let me just deal with the premise here. If we actually had an education system rather than a government education system and an indoctrination system, I don't think the current version of the Democrat Party could exist. Do you?
No, it would look a lot different. And what you said is right, that they fail to educate kids year after year. But it's actually even worse than that, because they're indoctrinating kids with left-wing ideology. The radical left has infiltrated the government school system for decades. Finally, parents are seeing what happened. They're seeing the rot that's invested into the government school system, and they're seeking alternatives. They're switching to homeschooling in record numbers. They're voting with their feet to private and charter schools that are more likely to be aligned with their values. And it's creating more competition in the system as a result of school choice programs passing all across the country. Just yesterday, actually this morning, we had Alabama Governor Kay Ivey signed into law universal school choice. So that's the 11th state to do so. Texas is lagging behind, but I think it's going to change pretty soon in Texas as well.
Well, we're going to get to that, because those who are standing in the way, who dare call themselves Republicans, a lot of them are going down to defeat. But let me, because here's what I think is the bottom line with government's control over education. First off, there's no constitutional predicate for the government to be in charge of education in this country. It's completely fabricated, like the right to an abortion was completely fabricated. There is no right to an abortion. So to slaughter some child in the womb, there's no right to that. So let me ask you.
The word education is not in the Constitution either.
True. So last night we saw Joe Biden sitting up there just lying his rear end off, dividing, angry, abusive toward over half the country. And if you are educated, if you have a real education, you're founded and grounded in American values, dare I say even Judeo-Christian values, you watch that speech and you know exactly what that guy's doing. if you are uneducated and you're a left-wing zealot, a left-wing crazy person indoctrinated in GovEd, mm-hmm. then you don't have a problem with what Joe Biden did last night.
Right. In the government school system, they teach you more to be an activist than an educated member of society. So that's a huge problem. They don't teach you logic, how to respond to arguments rationally. And I think that's why the majority of the studies find that if you experience school choice initiatives to be able to take your money to the school that works best for you, more likely to be a private school or a charter school, then you're more likely to be tolerant of other people's views. You're going to be less divisive. It actually improves the cohesiveness of society. And we're at a pretty fractured state right now, especially with the president, Joe Biden, with that kind of speech last night, just vitriol towards half the American public.
Yeah, well, it was vitriol, it was lies, and again, there was a silver lining to that speech. He was targeting his left-wing base because his left-wing kook base is abandoning him because he doesn't know what he's doing. His whole regime doesn't know what they're doing, and everybody's lives are markedly more miserable. Corey DeAngelis is a senior fellow at the American Federation for Children. He's our guest right now. So let's talk about the political earthquake in Texas after the primaries. What you all around the country need to know is all of these so-called Republicans, a good chunk of them lost outright because of their opposition to education freedom and parental school choice. Corey, it was rather stunning. I mean, I was hoping for some success, but I think that there, with these runoffs too, there are going to be even more to fall.
Yeah, look, this is more successful than I even initially thought going into Tuesday election night. This was the biggest political shift towards school choice in Texas history, and it was a total bloodbath. I mean, we took out 6 anti-school choice incumbents outright on election night and forced 4 more into the runoffs, and they were in second place, most of them. It's hard to overstate what kind of victory this was, because incumbents are the hardest people to defeat in an election. If you're a sitting legislator, nationwide, your success rate is basically 95%. Well, yep. My group, the American Federation for Children, we either defeated incumbents outright or forced them into the runoffs in 10 out of 13 races. That is a 77% success rate. So we inverted the trend of incumbents usually winning. And the main dividing line on this issue was school choice. Republican primary voters are highly supportive of education freedom. And these guys who went down, it's basically time for them to change their party. This is a GOP litmus test issue. School choice is on the Republican Party platform. Trump supports it. All the Republican primary candidates for president supported it. And look, the Texas Senate had no problem passing education freedom, 18 to 13. It just so happened to be the case that you had left-wing radical Republicans in office who were already endorsed by the NEA affiliate in Texas, the largest teachers union in the country, yep. which is a super left-wing organization. Well, the voters aren't having it anymore. They're paying attention, and they want more of a say in their kids' education, and they're going to fire whoever you are, Republican or Democrat, if you're not on board with giving parents a say in their kids' education.
Yeah, Corey, and in this debate, I got to tell you what I'm not in favor of, because a lot of these states are trying to have it both ways. They're saying, oh, you want parental school choice and education freedom? Fine, we're going to create 2 systems and we're going to raise your taxes. So I think that's completely wrong way to do this. What should happen and what a true school choice bill looks like is, hey, we dedicate, as a country and as a state, we have dedicated a certain amount of money to these children, not to the institution, but to the children. That money should follow that child, and the parent should tell the child where he or she goes to get educated. And that so when that child sits yep. their butt down in that seat, there's a dollar figure that goes with that child. But so many of these state legislatures are saying, well, let's make sure we fund the old failed system and then try to dig up some new funding for the new system so we can give freedom. That's just the wrong way to do it, in my opinion. And I want you to address something, because I got a call from a Democrat caller yesterday who's opposed to giving parents school choice and the ability to make these calls. He said that because you can't give state money to an individual that will guarantee they get into any private education system they want. He used this example. $10,000 from the state to each child, but what if your tuition costs $14,000?
And it's like, wow, that would make a difference for so many parents. But unless it's universal, unless it makes a difference for all the parents, he says that all kids must be relegated to the failed education system. What do you say?
That's an idiotic argument. It's making perfect the enemy of the good, and they should bring that same energy to the government school system that discriminates on the basis of zip code. Can you go to any public school you want? No, because you're assigned to the school based on your address. So that kind of inequality exists in the current system, and we should take any step in the right direction we should get to expanding opportunity. 10,000, like you said, it would go a long way for parents who couldn't afford private schools in Texas. So, yeah, look, I think that's making perfect the enemy of the good. And then on the other point, look, Texas public schools spend about $17,000 per kid per year, and the proposal of about $10,000 per kid per year, that should save taxpayer money. And in Iowa, where the same kind of thing unfolded, where the House Republicans blocked it after the Senate Republicans, which were more conservative, actually passed their bill in 2021. In 2022, Governor Reynolds in Iowa beat a lot of those guys in the primaries, ousted anti-school choice incumbents, and the running joke on the street in Iowa is that the Democrats should have voted for the watered-down bill that was initially proposed for school choice in Iowa. Now, in 2023, they passed a full-throated universal school choice. I think we're going to see the same kind of dynamic play out in Texas. We got a new House coming, and they're going to wish the Democrats that they would have voted for the less robust school choice option that was rolled out in 2023.
Amen. Cory DeAngelis, our guest right now, folks, senior fellow at the American Federation for Children. So let's focus on what GovEd is doing, and I know you got to leave here in a couple of minutes, so I want to get this last question in. GovEd in Texas and around the country, we've already talked about their promotion of critical race theory, which teaches racism. They don't call it critical race theory anymore, but it's the tenets are there. The LGBTQ, ABCDFG, cultural Marxist agenda, that's in there. Plus, some ISDs in Texas are openly violating and breaking the law. They're actually politicking, using government resources to put their thumb on the scale on elections, which is illegal. That's number one. And then, for example, Governor Abbott says, no, you can't force masks onto kids, and these ISDs did it anyway, basically breaking the law and violating a lawful order from a sitting governor. So these ISDs are sending the message to our children, hey, it's okay to break the law. They're terrible role models, are they not?
Terrible role models, and thankfully, as I've exposed a lot of these cases of electioneering illegally by the school districts on X, which is formerly Twitter, the Attorney General Ken Paxton has thankfully sued at least six of these school districts for illegal election activity. And what's weird, though, is that he can't criminally prosecute in Texas because of the judges that were just beat. Hopefully, that'll change going forward, but. As you said earlier, I'm on the board of Liberty Justice Center, and we are sending demand letters to these district attorneys to criminally prosecute because we have enough sworn affidavits, signed affidavits, to trigger a mandatory investigation further into these districts engaging in illegal activity. So, yes, they're bad role models, but that gravy train that they've been having for a long time is going to come to an end. It's time for real accountability. You can't use taxpayer resources to lobby against the taxpayers.
They're lawless, they're leftist, they're Democrat-controlled, which is all redundant in this day and age in these ISDs. That's why parents deserve the power of the purse, because our elected officials aren't up to policing these ISDs. Cory DeAngelis, senior fellow at the American Federation for Children, appreciate your efforts.
Yeah, thank you so much, Chris. Nice talking to you.
That puts a wrap on the Salcedo Storm podcast. Visit a couple of websites, texasscorecard.com. That's where you track the fight for Texans to get parental school choice and education freedom. Also, check out chrissalcedo.com. That's where you go to find me. Chris Salcedo shows on AM 700 KSEV, the voice of Texas. Simulcast on Getter, Rumble, and on Newsmax 2, and then television in the afternoon after we get out of morning talk radio. Nothing but TV, 4 o'clock till 5 Eastern. Till we visit again, my friends, remember this. Society's worth is not measured by how much power is stolen by an out-of-control government. It's measured by how much power is reserved for you and me. We, the people. Stay vigilant out there, my friends.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.